I don't know.
All right, everyone. It's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with more Power Rangers. Now, you guys, you didn't just kind of jump on this one, you know, like I expected. Terminator's hitting 600, and Power Rangers is at, what, 74? But 74 is good. That means 74 of you people did give a shit enough to check out the Power Rangers, which is good, because I do want to continue doing Power Rangers, whether you like it or not. It's a favorite series of mine, and I like the comics. And don't worry, all the crazy normal stuff we do is still gonna happen. It's just, I do want to do the Power Rangers at least every week until we kind of run out of that Boom series. We want to go through Shattered Grid and all that stuff, because I've never read it myself. So, yeah. Okay, Chapter 5. The past, a little over 10,000 years ago. It's done, my queen. The planet is yours. The legendary Breel army defeated your putties are quite... Excuse me. We'll try that one again. Defeated. Your putties are quite effective with the right leadership. And the High Chieftain, one of the bravest I've ever faced in combat. Brave, but... He surrendered so that I might spare his men, and I assume you... I assume you... Of course not. I offer up his helmet. I offer up his helmet as a trophy. Well done, Montar. It would seem that you and I finish each other's genocides. Lord Zedd has tasked me with conquering 1,000 worlds just like this one, and I am here to speed that along by creating fear. Fear that wins you wars before they're fought. Fear that drives rulers to their knees. Fear that forces worlds to submit at the mere whisper of your name. The Breel Castle is just over the... Thwam! Ah! Clink! Pity. I had such high hopes. Nowhere to run. We got you surrounded. Either of you get any closer, we'll see what your gears look like. Dude, you're as nimble as a three-legged elephant. Now, arrival day, plus 12. I have four legs, thank you. Foom! Jason, you okay? I'm upside down. Hey, Kittysaurus, hands off our mammoth. Jason's down, Trini, surrender. Billy! You think I'm that easy to take down? Ah, I'm snowblind! Billy! Excuse me, I'm snowblind, Billy. Protect Zack before... Too late. Wooly's all mine. All right, that's enough.
Rangers, the Zords you're operating are some of the most advanced weapons in the galaxy. You've only scratched the surface of their true potential.
To be fair, it's not like they came with an owner's manual, Z. Yeah, I'm not even sure how mine stays in the air.
When you morph, you're connected to your Zord at a neurological level. Its controls and capabilities, they're hardwired into your minds. The more time you spend in them, the more secrets you'll unlock. For example, Billy may have prevented Zack's defeat if he'd used the Triceratops Dinosaur's horn chains.
Horn chains? I don't have any. Whoa, I've got horn chains. Shink! Hey, what secret thing can I do?
The answers lie before you, all of you, and the only way to be ready for that is training. You've been successful so far, but Rita's attacks, her plans, her monsters, they will only get worse. She will target your darkest fears and weaknesses.
And the only way for that... Okay, I'm sorry, that was...
And the only way to be ready for that is training. This is what you were born to do, Rangers. Embrace it.
I really hope that whole pep talk wasn't Zordon's fancy way of telling us to work harder, considering I have a broken boyfriend waiting for me. Matt's fine. He just likes you taking care of him. We all need to keep at this, and I'm kinda hoping Kitty has a flamethrower hidden up her sleeve. No one's saying it isn't important. It would just be slightly beneficial if my sword could drop more than driving lessons into my cerebral cortex. Exactly, Billy. Thank you. With school and our new cover jobs at the juice bar and, you know, life, Rita's not gonna have to kill us. We'll just keel over from exhaustion. I'm not saying rangering isn't priority number one. We all just have a lot going on. Wait, homecoming's next week? Seriously, how did you not know? The signs have been up for months. Probably distracted by the alien invasion. Typical guy. Well, there's no possible way I could miss it because, ta-da, somebody already asked me. I found it in my locker this morning. Who's the brave lady? I am vital, yet insignificant. Outgoing, but lonely. Both eccentric and typical. Who am I? You got asked out by Dr. Seuss? I've been asked out by an intelligent, poetic, secret admirer. Now I just have to figure out who they are. So you gonna ask anyone to this homecoming thing? Yep, as soon as the Power Rangers defeat Rita and safeguard the entire world. Excuse me, fellow classmates. I know we've had our differences, but I wanted to let you know that I've decided to officially announce my candidacy for Homecoming King. Let's make Angel Grove great again. I hope we can count on your support. Did you lose a bet or something? Bulk, you're only a junior. The bylaws clearly state any student with 50 signatures from students in their graduating class must be on the ballot. Sign on the line, please. Who am I to stand in the way of a man and his dream? Sure, Bulk. Good luck. Thank you, friends. Two down, 48 to go. A VR headset, a geothermal mesh hoodie. I think there are even power bars in there. Dear Mr. Cranston, just a small glimpse of a potential future. Looking forward to meeting you, your friends at Promethea. That's a hell of a care package. Well, good news is, if I completely bomb the interview, at least we got some neat stuff. I think the cool kids call this swag. William, take a seat. We're gonna have the talk my father and I never had. Your mother's very proud of you. I was hoping for a star quarterback for a son, but I've learned to love math. Great start, Dad. Thanks. But you're a good kid, with a good heart and a good head on your shoulders. I know this year's been hard for all of us, but it's important that you give this opportunity everything you've got, understand? Not for me or for your mom, but for yourself. You deserve to have a life that's extraordinary, son, and chances like these, they don't always come back around. You're walking different. Am I? Left foot, right foot, repeat, same as always. You know, maybe we don't have to do the whole homecoming thing this year. I don't need a stretch limo or an orchid and rose corsage or the burgundy wine-dyed ankle strap heels. Okay, maybe the heels. Because I'm walking funny? Because you were beaten like a piñata and thrown through a building. Kim, look at me. I've got two arms and two legs. I'm just fine. And to prove it, we're going to get dressed up and go to this oddly important dance. And just forget about everything? No, we make it a night to remember. When did you get so cheesy? Am I usually not? Hey! Look who's finally off the disabled list. It's nice to see Kim's taking such delicate care of you. Welcome back, buddy. How you feeling? Great, actually. I missed you guys. Football? School? You missed school? It's official. That monster broke your brain, bro. No, I mean, I didn't miss it. I'm fine. Coach even gave me the go-ahead to play against Stone Canyon next week. You didn't tell me that, so not okay. Yeah, man, those guys are animals. All they do is hurt people and win championships. Well, haven't faced off against Matthew Cook. This is no way to choose a king. A ruler should have to bleed for his crown. It's not that kind of royalty, Goldar. Homecoming is some sort of post-adolescent mating ritual. Is there at least some matter of blood sacrifice? Now that's the Goldar I know. There's Punch. Finster, this putty creation of yours, it's already raising suspicions. My queen, it's an experimental combination, a wet mold mixture of viciousness, adaptability, and seductiveness. It's learning human behavior, but as long as you continue to guide it with your wisdom and... No, the more they're together, eventually they'll see through it. I have to keep them apart, and to do that I need pain. Directly from the source.
Enjoy it while the view lasts, human.
Too bad. Earth is really quite pretty.
I'm in space. Why am I in space? You are the honored guest of Empress Rita Repulsa. For your own protection, you will be held in a cell for the rest of your life. If you do somehow manage to escape, you will most likely...
That shouldn't be mostly likely. That should be most likely, guys.
You will most likely suffocate in the vacuum of space, but it doesn't have to stay that way for you.
Why am I here? What do you want? Everything. Who you are. What you are. Where you're going. Your hopes. Your dreams. Your secrets.
Bite me, Warlock Madonna. I ain't telling you a thing.
I mean, at least you got the Madonna part right. I mean, let's not beat around the bush. Rita Repulsa was always kind of hot. Even before she was Rita Repulsa. Anybody that's seen Sun Vulcan knows who she played before Rita Repulsa.
Matthew, I understand you're confused, but I'm not Rita. I'm Kimberly. I'm your girlfriend. You trust me, and you can tell me anything.
No, Kimmy, how did you get in here? Hurry, please, you gotta go. That ugly witch lady may come back.
Ugly?
It's all right, Matthew. She's gone. Listen, Rita is trying to get you to betray us.
Do you know any secrets about the group? Things that if she knew, she might use against us?
Yes. It's okay, sweetheart. It's all right. You're being so brave. Now, quickly, before she comes back, tell me, what are they?
Okay, but if I do,
they're never going to forgive me.
All right. Just like I showed you. And attack! Not bad. Now, anticipate my counter. Yah! Like that? Good. And improvise. Yah! Wow, nice. And rest.
You learn quick. Almost got me there. Almost.
Thanks for the crash course, Jace. After staring down a giant monster, learning how to protect myself didn't seem like the dumbest idea.
Of course, man. Anytime. Also, with all this dance stuff, I'm in over my head with the tux and the limo and the, what do you call it? The corsage. I could really use a wingman through all this. I mean, you're gonna ask Trini to the homecoming, right?
Trini? What?
Come on. You know she's had a crush on you for, like, forever.
No, she and I were just friends.
Really? She's always nervous around you, agrees with pretty much everything you say, and the look she gives you, everybody knows.
Everybody?
I'm sorry, I didn't realize I was springing this on you.
No, it's fine. Thank you. I'll talk to her or something.
Jason, can I give you some friendly advice? Maybe don't say anything. Calling her out on this, it could embarrass her and make things a little weird. For everybody, you know?
I guess, but...
Do you like her? I mean, like her?
I've never really thought about it. It's Trini, you know?
Look, I'm not saying you're sending signals either way, but until you figure it out, I'd maybe keep her at arm's length, just to make sure you don't hurt her.
No, yeah, I get it.
Look, I gotta get to class. We'll talk later, okay?
Thanks, man. You're a really good friend.
This is a joke, right?
Like a really terrible, awful prank.
Totally. Has to be.
Absolutely.
No, he's actually running. And Marlowe, considering you're their favorite to win homecoming queen, I thought maybe you and I could, maybe go.
Let me make something perfectly clear. I've waited 17 years for this, and I'm not going to stand on stage next to some pig-faced punk in a leather jacket because the student body thinks it's funny. If you run, I'll make your life more of a hell than it already is, okay?
Don't forget to vote.
Bulk, please don't run. She's totally not kidding.
Yep. Man, she smells good.
Any sign of him?
Nope.
Sorry.
Negative, but this pocket dimension is exceptional. It even smells like a forest. How did Jason hide something that big? The kid's a ninja. Still, nothing up here. Hey, real quick, does anyone know a girl we can set Billy up with for the dance? Focus, guys. We can talk about this later. Kimberly, I already told you I'm not going. There's a MST3K marathon on that night anyway. Mystery Science Theater 3000. Great show. It's getting all of my attention.
Roar!
Billy, behind you! Oh no!
Roar!
I didn't know Jason could do...
Heads up! Incoming!
Kawam! Look out! Ah! Just you and me now, Billy. Your move. Any chance you want to surrender?
Rangers, the exercise is over. Dismount. Someone's obviously been doing his homework. Yeah, I think he was making a point.
I don't get it. Kim, you're playing matchmaker, and Billy, you're smelling the leaves instead of watching your back. This a game to you two?
Sorry.
Technically, it was a game. Jason, it's fine. We got distracted.
No, don't make excuses for them. Like I tell my classes, when one of us fails, we all fail. We were friends before. Now we're more than that. We're teammates.
Zordon's right. Some of us are embracing this. Some of us are taking it seriously. Others are not. And eventually that's going to get someone hurt. Maybe someone we care about. You think Rita cares if we're busy or if we're tired? You think she'll let up because we have a little homework?
Excuse me. I'll try that one again. You think she'll let up a little because we have homework?
I'm sorry to say it, but if protecting all of us means I have to push you all a little harder to stop being your friend, then so be it.
I mean, that is the mentality they should have.
Chapter 6.
A little over 10,000 years ago, Wagnoria.
It's always the same.
Hail Rita Repulsa, mighty subjugator of subjugators. Please accept this humble bounty and spare this insignificant world from annihilation.
Regda 2.
Conquer and tribute. Empress, I present our best livestock to you as a gift with a hope you may find it in your heart to show my world mercy.
Tarmac 3.
Conquer and tribute.
These riches are nothing compared to your greatness and majesty, but if it pleases you, may it save our people from your wrath.
Mirgo.
Mistress, my mate and I have little, but what we do, we offer to you freely.
Conquer and tribute.
We offer our child, flesh of our flesh, in exchange for our lives. And what would I want with a baby? He's very smart, strong... And he'll grow fast, too. Our people mature very quickly. He can serve you. And look, he can even do tricks. Here, just like we practiced, remember? Please.
Smash! Splat!
Truly a savant. I lied, he's simple like his father, but he's all we have.
Yet you would give him to me, flesh of your flesh, to save your lives?
Yes, my empress, freely.
Seize them.
No, please, be merciful. Be merciful!
Well, you're a squat little thing, aren't you?
So that's what happened. That's what happened there.
I suppose we're stuck together now. Angel Grove High School. Arrival day plus 16.
Okay, keep it cool, casual, you're friends. It's like, hey, Trini, so I know I've been a little weird, but the reason is, I heard this thing, this rumor, and... Oh, hi, Jason. Hey, Trini, how's it? I gotta rush to a thing, but don't forget, practice at 7.
Right, of course.
Way to execute, idiot.
This is getting stupid.
You've only got a few days left, and you still haven't figured out who your secret admirer is?
What do you want me to say? I'm sifting through the usual suspects.
You ask Olivia Dillon?
I know she likes you, and she changes her hair color almost daily. That's mildly eccentric-ish.
Already going with Sean Kelly. What about Marlowe? She only dates seniors.
One of her minions, then?
The riddle I got had way too many three-syllable words for them. Well, Amy Boyle just broke up with her boyfriend. Oh, maybe Gina. Vital, insignificant, ordinary, lonely, eccentric, typical. It's Violet Arias. She spelled out her name for you. Whoa, how'd I miss that? I don't think I've ever heard her speak before. Yeah, me neither. I think she's pretty cool. We have calculus together, and she doesn't like to show her work either. So you gonna go talk to her? Kinda have to, right? Although this was so much cooler when it was all a mystery.
Excuse me, fellow students. If you aren't aware, your one and only Farkas Balkmeyer is running for homecoming king, and he needs just 5 signatures to get him on the ballot. So, to prove just how serious he is, the first 5 to sign get a copyright-violating Power Rangers Limited Edition t-shirt.
Come on, who wants free stuff? Girls, you saw it. I warned him. What happens next is not my fault. This is a prank, right? We're about to get swordfished. It's catfished, Mia Moore. Try and pretend to be hip. I just thought we could do a family thing. This place is cool. Cool? Who are you? You hate family time and popcorn. I was told everyone likes pop.
No, no, look out! Smash! Run, humans, like the cattle you are!
Oh no, Zordon! Goldar is leading another putty attack!
Rangers, Rita has finally shown her hand. Alpha will teleport you directly into combat.
Great, it's morphin' time. So much for that study session. We're ready, Zordon, but... Does anyone know where Billy is?
Deet-deet-deet-deet-deet-deet.
Mr. Cranston, thank you for your patience. I have to say, your grades are impressive and your essay is exceptional. But at this stage, every applicant for this internship is impressive and exceptional. So tell us, Billy, in your own words, what is it you bring to Promethea?
I'm sorry, but I think I have to go.
Billy, you're nervous. We get it. A kid actually threw up in that very same chair. But before you go, just tell us why you think you belong here.
That's the thing. Honestly, I don't know if I do.
Everyone always tells me how smart I am. But you know what comes with being smart? Fear. If there's an undesirable outcome, no matter how minor, trust me, I find it. My friends, though, they always seem to know exactly what to do. Doesn't matter what the problem is, they just act. Honestly, I'm in awe most of the time. To them, everything is so uncomplicated. Me, on the other hand, I analyze. You give me something, almost anything, and eventually I'll tell you how it works. I can see how and where everything fits. Everything, that is, except me. So if Promethea can show me where that is, maybe this is the right place for me.
We appreciate your candor, Mr. Cranston. We'll let you know what we decide.
Where's Mom? I want to go home.
We just got a little separated. We'll find... Whoa! Kira, run!
Stop! Plans changed. Go, help Goldar.
Are you alright?
Yeah. Whoa, I think you scared them off.
Thanks, man. Get somewhere safe.
Game's over, Goldar. Give up before we clip your wings.
Any closer and I'll take your pretty pink.
Hey, your pretty pink what? Hey guys, sorry I'm late.
Well, hello, boy. It would seem the battle isn't quite over yet.
No, let him go. Blue, whatever you do, don't...
Now, lower your weapons and surrender, or I take the blue one's helmet, along with his head.
Don't surrender, this is my...
Honk, honk, what treachery is?
Heads up, coming through!
Kaboom! Ah!
You always wondered why they didn't just run some of these monsters over. It sounded like it would work.
Okay, let's see how you do versus a fucking car or a truck or a minivan.
Oh! Apologies, Goldar. Billy, are you okay?
Oh, was that a minivan?
He's fine. Come on, we have to get to Goldar before...
Until next time, Rangers!
So, did we win?
Where were you, Billy?
Trust me. Oh, excuse me. Please, trust me when I tell you I was in the middle of something important. And I promise, I rushed out to meet you as fast as I could. You didn't answer my question. I believe I'm still entitled to a modicum of privacy. I said I'm sorry. I'll say it again if it'll help. Rangers, it was my fault if I hadn't teleported Billy so close. That's not the point. People could have been hurt. What if we needed the Megazord and we couldn't find you? Billy, we teleport in as a team for protection. Coming in alone, you could have been killed. I know, Trini. That sword was at my throat. I don't mean to rain on the blame parade, but are we just going to ignore the fact that Matthew and his family were almost killed? Rita is targeting him because of us. Matt can obviously take care of himself. And we don't know he was the target. It may have been a coincidence. Really? You willing to risk your parents' lives on that bet, Jason? Or yours, Trini? Am I the only one uncomfortable with our friends and family walking around with targets on their backs and not knowing why?
I sympathize, Kimberly. Alpha and I are doing everything in our power to protect your loved ones. But the more they know, the more danger they're in. And Rita will not be satisfied with simply hurting or even killing those closest to you. I promise. She will take great pleasure in using them against you.
Come now, human. If you don't eat, you'll starve.
And if you starve, you'll die.
And dragging a body all the way to the front door is such a...
Wham!
Ah! Tell Rita if she wants me to eat, she can come feed me herself.
I'm not telling her that.
Of course not. Of course you're not. She'd sooner cut out his tongue, or have one of us do it. Yuck. I'm really starting to dislike these humans. They're so foolish. It's not a big deal. Anyone would have done it. Are you kidding? I heard you rammed your car into a monster. It was actually my mom's minivan. And if you ever do something that stupidly brave again, I'm breaking up with you. You probably saved that ranger's life. Yeah, well, maybe they'll make me an honorary one. We must speak. Can you guys excuse me for a quick sec? Goldar is planning to cut you in half. Let's see. I'm sorry, Empress. I know what I did must have appeared treasonous, but I feared one of the rangers was beginning to suspect me. I acted only to alleviate suspicion. The attack was meant to make you a victim, not a hero. The rangers will respond well to courage and bravery. The higher my status, the greater my influence over them. Goldar could have killed the blue one, yes, but I can give you all five. You're spending a lot of time with these teenagers. Never forget what you are. And whom you obey. Absolutely, my queen. Victory shall be yours. Let's go, Tigers! Let's go, Tigers! Tigers, touchdown! All right, great throw, Maddie. Way to go, baby! Let's go, Tigers! Trini, can I ask you a scary question? That's a bit ominous, but sure. Maddie seem okay to you? Okay, I mean, other than the fact that he barely survived two insanely dangerous monster fights, he seems great. I don't want to freak everyone out, but I saw something weird. Back at the drive-in, Matt was surrounded by putties. I was about to race in and help when he said something, and they all just walked away. What'd he say? I couldn't hear. Look, it might be nothing, but I've been noticing things. Words he uses, stuff he remembers or doesn't. Something's just different. Touchdown! Cook! 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 So what do you want to do? So what do you want to do? Tell Kim? Not until we know for sure. And I'm the youngest student ever to be nominated. You said that twice. So if you did decide to go to the dance with me and I won, that would kind of make you homecoming queen. Sorta. Well, my friend Tasha isn't going, so... Then may I humbly offer her my companionship for the evening. I'll even wear a tux, most of one anyway. We'd expect dinner, a corsage, a little chivalry. For two slow dances? One, and no extracurricular activity. Deal. Fine. Bop. Did you see that? I just put my hand down and ran right over him. This game is amazing. I've never felt anything. Congratulations, Super. Sorry. I gotta get back. Locker room. Me. See you later, though. Or, excuse me. See you later, though? Yeah, sure. Okay. Hey, Kim. Billy, you missed the whole game. It was... I know, I'm sorry. I was thinking about our mutual problems, and I think I may have a solution. Billy, are you okay? I'm fine. I just... You want to protect Matt, and I want to help the team, right? So, I think Matt should become the new Blue Ranger. Wow, I didn't expect that. Chapter 7. A little over 10,000 years ago, the planet of the Pongies. No more big bad gate! Kaboom! Well done, Finster. Rammerhead is almost as strong as it is stupid. I strive to please my queen.
But Empress, should we be falling so close? The Pongy army is rumored to be quite...
formidable?
Wonderful, my queen. You turned them all to stone. Interesting. This is not my doing. Well, it certainly explains the lack of resistance.
My queen...
Perhaps this creature can explain things.
Oh, mercy. Show me mercy, please. It wasn't my fault, I swear.
What is your name, prisoner? Babu.
And who did this to your king and his mighty army?
I did. Curse my stupidity. It was my fault. But I swear it was an accident. When King Batui heard you were approaching, he commanded I create a potion that would make his army indestructible. I told him how dangerous it was, begged him to be careful, but they drank. They all drank, and with no army, my people fled, leaving me behind. I beg you, end my life. I can't bear to live with the shame. A potion maker, you say? And a loyal one at that. I'm sorry, but you will not die today. I may have a much better use for you.
Angel Grove High School. Now.
So that's it? You're quitting? Guys, this is all I think about every day. Being a ranger, it's amazing and incredible, and sometimes completely overwhelming. I'm not a fighter. Newsflash, I know. Out there, if I screw up and cause something to go wrong, people might actually die. One of you guys, maybe. Oh yeah, that's totally gonna happen someday. Zach just means it's a risk. It's a risk. We all worry about it. Which is why we have to develop our instincts together. Or you find someone who already has those instincts. Someone decisive under pressure. Someone you all know and trust. Someone like Matthew. Seriously? Yeah, I'm not sure that's the greatest idea. He's been... Was this Kim's idea? Hold up. You think I'd talk Billy into leaving just so I could get my boyfriend on the team? You have to admit, it's a little sudden. Maybe it's because you've gone all Full Metal Jacket. Guys, look, I was late to that fight with Goldar because I was in an internship interview with Promethea. And I'm gonna be honest, with everything they're doing with space and robots and all that stuff, I want to be a part of it. But I don't think I can do that and be a Power Ranger at the same time. Billy, Zordon didn't choose Matt, he chose you. And it wasn't because you were standing next to us at the time. I know, Jason. And if you guys really need me to stay, I will, I promise. But we've all seen how brave Matt can be, and that's without powers. Now just imagine what he could do with them. Thwack! So you're not going to homecoming at all? Nope, no reason. It's a good thing, though, really. One night, drama-free for a change. Huh! Kia! Sorry. Ow! Thud! I don't think you need any more lessons. Chase, I didn't tell you about Trini to make things all awkward. No, of course not. You were just looking out for me. You're the good guy here. Yeah, I mean, sure, but I don't really feel like a good guy. Unknown. So I figured out your riddle. Violet, who is this? Unknown, you think you're pretty smart. Violet, I am. Who is this? Turn around. Hey there, Violet. So, does this make you my secret admirer?
Nope, I mean, I was, but I'm not anymore. I came to my senses. Honestly, I kind of hoped you might not figure it out ever. No, it's very flattering. It's creative, and you went to a lot of trouble. Seriously, you don't have to give this speech, okay? I'm an AP English. I've read them all. You're disarmingly cute, and I'm fun, and you've, you know, always been nice to me, so I thought, why not? But I shot for the moon, and splash, let's pretend it never happened, okay? Disarmingly cute, huh? Violet, if you'll have me, it would be my absolute honor to take you to homecoming. Huh? Day of homecoming. Wait, what? You're going with Billy? I wanted to go, so I promised him I'd watch a Cosmos marathon with him next weekend if he was my date. No, it's great. I just thought maybe you and Jason... He's been weird with me lately. Nice one second, then super formal the next. Am I crazy? It's probably the dance. Matt's been acting odd, too. After the game, he actually swerved when I tried to kiss him. But, you know what? This is homecoming, dang it. We only get one. Actually, four. I mean, four of those. I'm not letting any odd boyness ruin it. They better get their act together. Going with Pink, huh? What can I say? Pink's her color. She wants us to match. You ever thought about something in a blue? Matt, remember when we were nine and we vowed that if we ever had to go to a dance, I mean, we weren't going to, but if we had to, we'd wear full suits of armor, swords and everything. Remember that? I don't think I could get Kimmy to go along with that. Yeah, probably not. Would have been cool, though. I think I need a different vest. Billy, listen to me. We gotta keep an eye on him at the dance. What? Why? Because that armor thing I just mentioned? It never happened. All right, human. Last chance. You either eat these eyeballs or I'll gouge out yours and... Ah! Not hungry, little boy Blue. But how did you... One fork and a lot of patience. And unless you want me to start the same process on your throat, you're getting me out of here. If my Empress finds out, better help me escape fast enough to blame it on someone else then, huh? Good point, human. If anyone sees us, make sure they don't. This is the worst day ever. Couldn't agree more. Now. Get me back to Earth. Now, if either of these ladies don't have a good time tonight, I have a truck, a show. Oh, I like this. Okay, this is great. Now, if either of these ladies don't have a good time tonight, I have a truck, a shovel, and plenty of real estate. Understood? Yes, sir. Please, Roger, I'm pretty sure these boys could take you, and we don't even own a truck. Yeah, Dad, you're not scaring anyone. They've stood up to a lot bigger and meaner.
You both look...
Yep. You look kind of like a spy, Mr. Cook.
Yeah, kind of feel like one.
All right, get together now. I'm taking a million photos. You're never going to forget this night.
That's foreshadowing, by the way.
Okay, people are officially looking. Yeah, because we're disarmingly awesome. Singular, Zach. I see one girl who definitely wants to drown me in the punch bowl. The only person here who looks remotely as good as I do is you. So if you could dial it down a notch for me, stop trying to be charming. I make no promises. Come on. There's some people I want you to meet. Oh my God, you two look adorable. I don't think we've actually met. I'm Trini. I think I'm still Violet. Sorry, I'm just not used to big groups of friends. Yeah, well, we are missing one. You're being an idiot. You're just gonna go hang with your friends. You don't need a date. It's not gonna be weird. Come on, just go. What have you got to lose? And see, they had a great time. He picked a goth chick and he's throwing up the horns. I like that. I mean, she fits him, let's be honest. And look at the girl that went with Skull. Again, they picked all right girls, I'll be honest with you. They fit their personalities. And I do like Violet. I think she fits Zach's personality. Because he's more, you know, he's always been more of the charmer and the outspoken kind of guy, extroverted, and she's more introverted, kind of geeky. But, you know, just, they play off each other really well. I like that. I mean, good writing on this one. It is kind of a teen drama, but it's well written. Come on now, guys. And it's not like this stuff wasn't in Power Rangers. It was just kind of muted a little bit. I mean, they mostly hung out more at the juice bar in the show than anything else. Look, I really just have to know, why me? What? You asked. Yeah, but there are a dozen girls you could have gone with instead. None of them cared enough to write me a riddle. I'm sorry you're not here with, you know, don't worry, Billy, I'm not. Oh, so your online poems, do they like rhyme and stuff? They're about how life is fleeting and meaningless. Cool. I have to say, I'm sort of shocked. You and Skull have almost been gentlemen tonight, and you've lived up to your end of the bargain. One slow dance. I need to use the ladies' room. When I get back, maybe we can negotiate another dance. Well, aren't you and Haley a pair? Like Beauty and the Beast. Like Beauty and the Beast. What's your problem with me? I ain't gonna do anything stupid if I win. That's the point. You winning is the stupid thing, which is why you're dropping out. It's too late. Ballots are already in. That's too bad, because Haley does look so cute tonight. I'd hate for anything to change that. Come on, don't do this. Then make sure that crown never touches your head. Hey, Earth to Matthew, you okay? You've been uncomfortable all night. Sorry, I've just been trying to soak it all in. Hoping it'll last, you know? Yeah. You know, when I first came to Angel Grove, I so hated this place. I mean, I did not belong here, but then I met you. You gave me all these amazing friends and made me smile, and thank you. I don't know what my life would be like if I hadn't met... Stop, please, Kimmy. I can't do this anymore. I'm sorry, I just... Something's changed. I know this might scare you, but I'm not who you think I am. I'm not... Students, if I may... Excuse me, that's not the right voice. Students, if I may have your attention, please. Let's have a big round of applause for our amazing homecoming court. What do you say? Ooh, looking good. Let's go, Balky. Kim, could we step outside for just a second? 1 minute, we cannot miss this. Now, it is my distinct honor to announce that this year's homecoming queen is... Drum roll, please. Marlo Eskin! Oh my god! This is such a surprise! Ah, good for her. How much you think that cost, Daddy? Football team's getting a brand new scoreboard for sure. Alrighty. And now to crown our homecoming king. For the record, this year's race was both unconventional and extremely close. But this year's homecoming king will be... Hold up there, Mr. Principal. If I may, I'd like to withdraw myself from consideration. Mr. Bulkmeyer, I'm only up here because you all thought it would be funny to put the dumb ton of fun on stage, right? So why would I want to be a king of a crappy school like this anyway? Boo! What the heck? Wow, what a loser. That's enough, Mr. Bulkmeyer. You're disqualified and I'll be seeing you in detention. Sounds good. Bulk out. Enjoy your... Majesty. All right, everyone, settle down. Settle down now. Now that that's over, I can finally announce that this year's homecoming king is... Wait! Oh, for crying out loud! Need to breathe. Ran all the way. Kim, Zach, I was abducted by aliens and held captive on the moon! This dance is insane. Matt? I knew it! Wait, if that's my boyfriend... Who was my homecoming date? Out of my way! Do we even know which way he went? Should we split up? Doesn't matter, he can't run fast enough from me. Yeah, we don't want a body snatcher situation. Hey, did you see a crazy kid in a suit knock me over and run off? Yeah, down the hall. Thank you, sir. Don't mention it. Empress, the real Matthew. Has escaped, yes, it's unfortunate. But it's time for you to use what you've learned. Empress, if I can just find a new identity, maybe I can still... Ah! Whack! Going somewhere, Matthew? Or whatever it is you are. Jace, I know how this looks. I know I lied to you, to all of you, but I swear you impersonated my friend and tried to wreck my life. It's morphin time! Tyrannosaurus! I'm gonna try and pretend not to enjoy this. I've already seen all your moves up close. Please don't make me hurt you. That go for the rest of us? So, how long has he been, I mean, the whole time? My guess, Rita made the switch at the hospital. What did you do to the real Matthew? Nothing. I was just a fill-in. Whatever Rita did, stop talking. You don't get to be him. Change right now, or I'll make you change. Kimmy, I tried to tell you I'm... Fling! Point taken. Putty, I demand you complete your mission or face the consequences. Rangers, I'm not like the other putties. I know what I am. I was made to be you, befriend you,
and destroy you.
Wow, that is a hell of a putty. Chapter 8. A little over 10,000 years ago, Gentrax 4. It is finished. They fought valiantly, but this world is conquered. Goldar, you're as merciless as Montar ever was. Let us hope you don't suffer the same fate that he did.
I live to serve.
Is that why you are spying on me for Lord Zed?
Empress, I don't know what you...
Don't play coy. You were sent here because Zed believes I lack vision, that I surround myself with fools and simpletons. Yes, Montar was an exceptional warrior, unrivaled, but for all his skill, he lacked the one virtue I value above all others, loyalty. He was plotting to usurp me at the first opportunity.
So you struck him down with a bolt of lightning?
Unapologetically, he made his choice. Now it's time for you to make yours. Whom will you serve, Goldar? Lord Zed? A ruler who has others win his worlds for him? Who plots and spies on his own generals and grows more paranoid by the day? Or someone who rewards faithfulness with authority and promises you the head of the man who murdered your brother for merely questioning him? Tell me, to whom will you pledge your loyalty?
By the blood of my pack. My weapon is yours. My will is yours. From this day until my last.
Ah, ha, ha! Excellent! Now the real war begins.
All right, you know the drill, people. No panicking. Into the parking lot 2x2. Noah's Ark style. Keep it close and don't trample the other students.
This is so unfair.
No, that didn't do it justice.
This is so unfair! There's not supposed to be an alien attack during my coronation. Absolutely so unfair. But let's maybe move so we don't die though, okay?
I don't see Kim or Zach. Maybe they're still inside looking for you. I mean, the other you. This homecoming dance is crazy.
Boom!
Circle up, people! Stay on... Its tensile strength is phenomenal. Blue, fight now. Marvel later.
So putties can remold now? Good to know. But that thing's a lot faster. Smarter, too. It's just another Play-Doh punching bag. Wait here. I'm gonna take its head off. Well, one of them anyway.
Kia!
Whoosh! This is pointless. Submit now and you'll all be spared.
I've studied you. I know all your strengths and all your weaknesses.
Oh, sorry. That's the wrong guy.
I've studied you. I know all your strengths and all your weaknesses. Like you, Zach. Behind all your bragging and boasting, you're terrified you'll never be fast or strong enough. And you know what? You won't. Crack! Ah!
Trini, remember that move you used on me? Already way ahead of you.
You two are adorable. Jason, if you don't care about Trini, why was it so easy to turn you against her?
Do you even know how you feel?
Ugh, whack!
What do you normally look like? Vomit? Or, I said, what do you normally look like? Vomit or chewing gum? Poor Trini. Is this the dance you were hoping for? No? Then let me return you to your pseudo-date. Ah! You're all clueless. If I wanted any of you dead, believe me, I've had my chances. I'm not your enemy. No, you don't get to say that. You aren't our friend. You're a...
What? A monster? Oh, I'm so much more than that now.
Putty, stop stalling and finish them. Rangers, if you don't kneel, Rita will eventually destroy you. Isn't that what she made you for? Putty, I command you to...
No, I am no longer yours to command. I'm awake now.
And I have no intention of killing anyone. Ah, you insolent chunk of clay! Finster, from now on I want all putties stupid, mindless and obedient. If you don't, so help me, of course, my queen. Babu, yes, my empress, dispense this puppeteer potion. Your mind is mine, my little copycat, if I must. She's coming.
I'm sorry, I could not.
I will finish the rangers myself. I got a feeling Rita's pulling the strings now. Yeah, in that case, is it dinosaur time? It's not enough. Every second that thing's walking, it's putting lives at risk. We're done playing. Kimberly's right. We need Megazord power now. Good, the Power Rangers brought out their toy.
I've always wanted my own little...
Excuse me. That's still Rita's voice. I've always wanted my own little Megazord. Let's see how you do against someone who's not holding back. I think we'll be just fine. Power Sword! A little advice, don't announce every move before you make it. That is a tokusatsu carry-off, to announce every frickin' move before they make it. Clank! Don't worry, Rangers. I'll make this quick. Thud! Oh no, Zordon!
Rangers, you have the ability to defeat her. Trust your instincts. Let the Zords guide your actions.
Rangers, when this is over, I think I'll create 5 more little putty infiltrators.
Raccoon!
I'll send them down to Earth and they can step into your lives and take your place.
Wham!
You'll have sacrificed yourself for this planet and no one will ever know.
Bam!
I mean, it's the least I can do. This is impossible. It's like she knows every move before we make it. Anyone else see, like, 3 Megazords out there? Just me?
Okay.
Guys, we have to split up. That thing can mimic one of us, but... Excuse me. That thing can mimic one of us, right? But not 5. Zordon's right. We have to let the Zords guide us. Farewell, Rangers! You really should have joined me when you had the chance! Dinosaur power, now! Now for a little hide and seek. Okay, so she's on me. And where do you think you're going? You can't outrun me, my slow little ka-chunk. I just have to say, kaboom! Horn chains are officially awesome. Rangers 1, creepy evil Megazord 0. Nice work, Billy. Now team, even the odds. One arm locked in and pinned down. Poor move, kitty. Hey guys, guess who just found something literally cooler than horn chains? Foom! Great shot, Zack. Now it's my turn. Sorry about the street, Angel Grove. Kaboom! Evil Megazord is secured. Nice work, everybody. Apparently training does pay off. Kim, it's on you now. Already on my way. You're sure about this, right? Excuse me. You're sure about this, right, Billy? If this goes sideways, Matt's going to end up being the new Pink Ranger. Theoretically, although it assumes multiple forms, it appears to be a singular entity. Complicating its mass should... Guess maybe that's going to have to do... Firing! Rangers, do you really think this is enough to defeat... Rita, mess with someone I love again, and I'll split you in 2 next time.
Rangers, I know I ask you to make great sacrifice. Your friends, your family, your dreams. But once again, you exceed my expectations.
Well, we couldn't have done it without Billy. Going small? That was quick thinking out there, man. Really. Thanks, it's just... For the first time, I saw what to do and did it. It was nothing. No, I've been hard on you. Too hard, honestly. I don't know if we would have survived without you. Well, I might have survived, but Jason was screwed. We need you, Billy. The Megazord literally can't walk without you. They're right. You're one of a kind. So you're not going anywhere, right? Haley, you don't understand. Marlo was going to go all carry on you two if I didn't throw the race. I did it for you. So you just gave that royal bee exactly what she wanted because you thought, what, a girl couldn't handle a little blood? Marry me. Lose my number. I'm writing a poem about this. You won't like it. Hey, buddy. Skull, I know you... It's cool. Her poetry sucks anyway. You know you were totally gonna win Homecoming King, right? Come on, man. Of course I was. Hey, Trini. How's it? Okay, look. Can you and I go talk for a second? So, I was training him. I thought I was. He was really just learning how to kick my butt. But then he says, you like me, and I think, Trini likes me? What does that mean? I never even thought about it, not that I couldn't think of it, it's just that I hadn't, so I handled it horribly, and I'm scared you, Jason, that thing was lying to you, trying to divide us, don't believe a word it said, right, okay then, that's good. So then, you and I, we're still friends? Yep, just friends. So I found that VR helmet in the trash. Anything you maybe want to tell me, son? I'm not going to be working at Promethea. And before you disown me, know that I gave this decision a tremendous amount of thought. As amazing as Promethea would be, it would also be safe. And yes, there are things happening in my life right now that I'm completely unprepared for, but maybe that's a good thing. Maybe, William... Listen to me. You're smarter than I'll ever be. So, if you tell me you gave it your all and you still feel it's not the right place for you, it's not for you. It's your life, son. I know, Dad. And it will still be, at the very least, moderately exceptional. I promise. I have no doubt. But did you have to throw the helmet out? Let's sell it and buy a samurai sword or something. You two are so sweet to come check on Maddie, but I don't think he's coming down. Just tell him I'm taking over as quarterback and he'll come running. How is he? Is there anything we can do? I honestly don't know. He says he doesn't remember much, just pieces. And the doctor said he's fine, but he's not eating. He's barely talking. I can't even imagine what he went through. I'm trying so hard to be supportive, but every time I look at my son's face, you wonder if it's actually him. That's the worst, right? You can't even be happy he's back home because there's that tinge of doubt. But that's not his fault in any way. Of course not. But it doesn't make it any easier. So, you think he knows? I mean, would Rita tell him who we really are? And miss the chance to torture us some more? No way. You're okay, right? Of course, the key is to pick your spot. Stay focused. That way if a distraction tries to knock you down, you don't even notice. I was talking about you and Matt. I know you were, Zach. And when you get a girlfriend, you're going to learn that for us. Love comes with a heavy price. Unfortunately, this is all that remains. It should contain enough energy to get you there, but it might also just scatter your molecules across all of space and time. That doesn't sound painful at all, but I promise I'll do everything in my power to complete my mission. I'm bringing our Lord back to us. Who is this? Chapter 9. Got a new ranger to defeat? Seems like a good place to stop, doesn't it? Yeah. So, who is this mysterious new ranger? I don't know, but you guys can find out ahead of time. Because the Humble Bundle should still be running the Power Rangers bundle. I'm not completely sure if they still are, but if they are, you can still pick up
these books for relatively cheap. Remember, it was $25 for all the books of the main Power Rangers story. There may be a few excess issues missing and a couple some crossovers, you know. But other than that, you're getting the full Power Rangers story. And it's really good. I've enjoyed this. Not just the little teen drama part, but the fighting. Like, I've been a Power Rangers fan and Tokusatsu fan for a long time. And these stories are, they're on point. Like, everything is really well written. And the threats actually seem like threats. I was like, man, this is actually better written than the because they've done some False Ranger ones. They did those in the Zeo Ranger, and they did them in Power Rangers, and they were pretty good, but this was done real well, because he was hidden in such a way that he damn near became the Blue Ranger. Like, it was really, really, really close. And then he was like, you know, I don't even want to do what Rita says. I'm able to think for myself. And that's pretty damn cool. I like that. They've done stuff like that in the Toku, but not in the Power Rangers itself. So definitely check out the Tokusatsu. There's bunches of it on the Internet Archive. And, of course, there's a Tokusatsu channel that you can catch on most streaming services for free. Tokusatsu. Support them. You can watch that stuff all you want. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next week for more Go-Go Power Rangers as things heat up and this mysterious new ranger appears.
I'm out.
Oh, by the way, if you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe and comment. Let me know what you think. You know, sometimes we don't do the voices perfect, but I'm doing, you know, the best I can in the limited time I have. You know, and it has to be on the fly. So sometimes we mess up. You know, it's more like Saturday Night Live, where everything has to be, you know, just on the spot. So, you know, you're going to have issues. That's just what it is when you're doing something that's not scripted. All right, guys. So I'll see you next time. And I'm out, comic fans.